Again, we should call your attention to the Gospel according to St. Luke. Out of the 13th chapter, I read verses 22 through 25 again. It's all right. Thank you, Jesus. Nobody but God can soothe the grieving heart. Nobody but God can help you make it from one day to the next day. And do know that when you're going through, sometimes it sort of piles on. But you got to trust the God. It's been said that he won't put no more on you than that ye can bear. So trust God this morning. And I guarantee you he will work every situation out. The Gospel according to St. Luke, the 22nd verse of the 13th chapter reads, "And he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, Strive to enter in at the strait gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in, and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up and have shut to the door, and ye began to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know ye not whence ye are." Supporting scripture coming from Romans 10, 1 and 2. "Brother, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. When once the master of the house is risen up and have shut to the door, and ye began to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know ye not whence ye are." On the basis of those verses, we like to use a thought or subject this morning. You may know who God is, but does he know who you are? You may know who God is, but does he know who you are? If we believe, so many different things will happen in our lives. When we believe, things are not as bad as they seem. Because we know that God is a way maker and that he does care for us. And I believe that God is able this morning to do what nobody else can do. But it's by his grace and his mercy and his goodness that he's allowed us this morning to come into this holy sanctuary. And after we've gone through another week's journey, we just thank God that we are able to come and to worship God in spirit and in truth. We know this morning that because of God, all things are possible. And we think about all that the Lord God has done for us. There are those that can say this morning that last week I had my share of ups and downs, trouble and heartache. But I thank God that I'm still here. Don't you know, I don't care how bad you had it, somebody had it a little worse than you did. I don't care how bad you felt, somebody felt worse than that you did. So if you got a reasonable portion of health and strength this morning, you got something to tell God thank you for. When we consider all of the unnecessary tragedies that people of God have been confronted with, we must allow ourselves to be in constant prayer that God would cover and keep us in his loving care. We are constantly hit by natural disasters that causes grave changes in our lives. And then the enemy has robbed the minds of some of our very own people to where we find that things can happen anywhere at any given time. We find that our people have gotten so mixed up and the enemy have them by the throat to the point to where they don't even care anything or concern about life within itself. Don't care who they hurt or who they harm. No concern for life. All week long, we've heard of an update of the bombing in Boston. Many of us were moved, and we've kept up with what was going on, but we realized that those are the times when we say prayer changes things. But there are so many things that could happen in our lives. And there was a time even when we thought that everything was going on everywhere else in the large cities. But how many of you know that right here in Little Lexington, anything could happen? We got to be mindful that we serve a God, and we got to believe in God and trust in God that he will hide us in his mighty pavilion. We got to thank God for what he's done and for all that he is yet still doing for us. Then we got to believe that we got to move away from the mentality that get them before they get you. Or it's a dog-eat-dog world. That there are those that feel like that I got to do to you before you have an opportunity to do it unto me. But if you're a believer, you got to trust the power of a mighty God. You got to know that God will be with you every step of the way. But what has to happen is you got to understand where God is coming from. Now, if we follow the advice of King Solomon, he said, lean not unto your own understanding, but allow the Lord to lead and direct our very paths. So we got to understand that if we allow God to lead us, we will not go astray. Now, there are times that when we lead ourselves, when we do what we want to do, we'll find ourselves in a whole lot of mess. When we do what they say do instead of what God say do, we can find ourselves digging a hole for ourselves. When we believe what they say instead of what he says, we will find ourselves sometimes depressed and feeling sorry for ourselves and beginning to think that God does not care. But there comes a time you got to shake off all of the negative vibes. You got to get rid of all the naysayers, and you got to get your mind fixed and focus that I'm going to press my way no matter what. I'm going to try to do what the Lord would have me to do, and I don't care what they say. I'm going to do what he says. For the Bible declares that it's better to obey God rather than man. As we continue our Christian journey, we know that we are all many members, but yet one body in Christ. We all have a different degree of our faith walk. All of us believe at a different degree. We believe in the same God, but there are those of us that our belief goes up to a little deeper depth. And a lot of times, the only reason we can have a deeper depth of faith is because we tried him and we know what he can do. How many of you know that it's not about what somebody said, but when you've had a personal relationship with God for yourself and you know him to be a healer, you know him to be a deliverer, you know him to be a way maker, you know him to be the friend that will always be right there by your side. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You got a whole lot of folk that said that I'll be with you, a whole lot of folk that said I'll stand by your side, but how many of you know that only God said I'll never leave you, neither will I forsake you, and he is always true to his promise. We got to trust God, and we got to know that if when we are weak, he will make us strong. The Bible declared that the strong will bear the infirmities of the weak. So we must love one another. We must pray for one another. We must know that we are not in this thing all by ourselves. So many times the enemy try to make you think that you're by yourself and don't nobody care. But I beg to differ this morning because I know that somebody cares. I know when I think about the old song that said, somebody prayed for me. Isn't it good to know that even when you weren't praying for yourself, that somebody else was praying for you? When you didn't care nothing about prayer, didn't care nothing about God, all you knew is that you wanted to have a good time. We got any folk in here that know what it is to have a good time? Anybody in here just had a good time, let your hair down and just did whatever it was that you wanted to do? Some was right and some was wrong, but God brought you through it all. And after God brought you through, how many times did you turn around and say, Lord, I just want to thank you that I didn't caught while I was still out there. I want to thank you that you delivered me. Gave me a mind to want to do right. Not that I'm perfect, because I cannot be perfect, but I'm trying to strive to do what God would have me to do. The Bible also says that a brother is overtaken in a fault. Ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. But now, too many of us, we condemn instead of restoring. We talk about instead of praying for. We judge instead of looking the other way. We have a mind that it's either my way or no way. Do you know any folk like that, that every time they get a little wind in their jaws, you just can't get through to them? Don't matter how hard you try, no matter what you do, it just don't seem like they want to hear sound doctrine. And there are times when you tell them that if you don't do what God say do, this is going to happen. And they yield and they don't want to hear what you got to say. But I believe that there's a God that is going to allow us enough time to hear what thus said the Lord our God. Christ is the one that we ought to be trying to please. He is the one that will hold us when nobody else is there. He is the one that, as David said, that we would be still and let God be God. Then we'll know that he will work things out. Somebody said that he is a miracle worker. But then there's some skeptic that said he never worked a miracle in my life. But I want you to look in the mirror and realize that every time you look in the mirror, you're looking at a miracle. Don't you know you could have been dead and gone? Don't you know that God didn't have to let you live those 9 months inside the womb? God didn't have to allow you to come out into his old world. And then God didn't have to let you live the life that you're living. Some of us take our lives for granted. But I began to look at it, and I've seen that many people have died along the way. Some young and some old, and we all live hoping to get old. But there's no guarantee. There are those that have left us. Some left us at a very early age. And every now and again, you ought to just be thankful. When you are able to say that I'm still here, that is a blessing from the Almighty God. When you look back over the obituaries and you see that this one died at 39 and this one died at 59 and this one died at 62 and you are still around, you got a whole lot to be thankful for. Now, you may be 70 plus this morning, but don't you know that is a blessing from the Most High God? You are one of those that can say, my footsteps done got a little short. You are one of those that can say, my eyesight done got a little dim. But you're also one of those that can say, 70 that the Lord God has blessed me, and he's yet still keeping me, keeping on. So I thank God for all of his blessings. Because despite what happens in our life, what it may look like, God is still in control. He has all power in his hands. And if we will allow him to, he will fight your battle. The problem is that we're so smart that we want to fight our own battle. We're so tough that can't nobody tell us nothing. We get to a place where we tell somebody, I'm grown, I can do what I want to do. Any grown folk in here ever said that? Let me see your hand. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank God for the truth. Because there comes a time in life that you have to speak up for yourself. You can't be a pushover. You got to be and there's so many children of God that feel like because I'm saved, that you don't have to let people rub you any kind of way. Just because you're saved, you don't have to be knocked all around. Just because you're saved, you don't have to be talked to like you are not a child of God. Just because you're saved, you don't have to hear what everybody else got to say about you. Let it go in and let it go back out. There are some folk that if you say you better get up off of me, they'll say, I thought you were saved. But saved don't make you crazy. If you're going to be crazy for the Lord. And if you're crazy for the Lord, I'll be able to see it because you just be acting a fool up in here. What we need is a personal relationship with God. We got to know him. We got to be able to personalize it like David. For when David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. David personalized this thing. David said, he restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Anybody believe those words? Those words have driven away grief. Those words can make your pain go away. Those words can give you peace of mind. Those words will let you know that I don't have to worry about getting hungry because the Lord is my shepherd. I don't have to worry about what I need because the Bible said that he's going to give me everything that I need. Now, the problem is too many of us get caught up into what we want. We're just like little toddlers. You know how it is when you're a toddler? I want some strawberries. And if you don't get those strawberries right then, in about 2 minutes, I want some strawberries. Well, baby, wait a minute. I'll give them to you in a little bit. In another half a minute, I want some strawberries. See, you got to learn that the Bible says that we need to be just like a child. You see, the child realized that all I know is I want those strawberries. Now, I'm not concerned that you might be cleaning or you might be doing that. Just stop for a moment and give me some strawberries. But there comes a time when you just have to be firm and say, you sit right here and I'll give you some strawberries when I get ready. But when you're asking your God, for whatever it might be, you got to have the mindset of a child. First of all, the child asks because they believe I'm going to get it. I don't care if I've been cutting up all day long. You said if I want something in that kitchen, ask for it. I see them strawberries and I want them. Whatever you ask God for, it takes you to believe you can get it. Now, when you ask God, and then the enemy feeds you a negative vibe in your mind, then if you're not careful, the enemy will pull your hope away. He will make you begin to think that it's out of your reach. But I'm here to tell somebody that anything that you want from your God, if you believe in the power of God, if you know him to be your shepherd, then the Bible says anything you ask in the name of Jesus, it shall be done. The problem is, too many of us have heard about God, but we just don't know. We know that them church folk always talking about a God. We know that we heard somebody say that you can pray and God answers prayer. But now, Paul says, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. So because they was not knowledgeable of God, Paul prayed on their behalf. He wanted them to come to a place where they would know God for themselves and they could pray to God for themselves. But in the meantime, he realized that because you don't really know who God is, I got to help you. I got to pray to God for you. For I bear your record that I know you're enthusiastic about the idea of who God is, but do you really know who he is? That's why the theme says that you know who God is, but do God know who you are? Because you heard about it. There's not a person in here, unless it's a small baby, that have not heard that there's a God somewhere. But when I think about the God that I believe in, I realized that God wants me to do what he said do. But I found out that if I don't communicate with God, I got to stay in touch with God. For somebody once said, I called on the Lord, and he heard my voice because he recognized my voice. See, you got to get to a place in your life where you began to talk to God on a daily basis. See, there comes a time when if you say that you know who God is, then when trouble comes, you ought to call on the name of Jesus. There comes a time when you ought to know that God is right there by your side. There comes a time you got to know that Jesus is still right in our midst. For he tells us that we ought to know who he is. And if we know who God is, we know that everything is going to be all right. For the Bible says he went down through the city and the villages and he was teaching as he was on his way down to Jerusalem. And there was one that said unto him, Lord, will there only be a few folk that are saved? For I want you to know this morning that there comes a time that a whole lot of folk will be the one that go where the crowd is. But the Bible said that he said that straight, hallelujah, is the way. That means that there's a narrow way. It's not going to be a lot of folk that want to go that way. Your best friend might not want to go that way. Your daddy might not go that way. Your uncle might not go that way. But I'm not concerned about nobody else. I'm concerned about what you are going to do. Do you know who God is for yourself? Are you going to receive God in your heart? For the Bible declared, if you have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge, you got to know more about the God that you serve. You got to know exactly who God is. He's the one that woke you up this morning. He's the one that started you on another day's journey. God is the one this morning that opened up my blinded eyes, made me realize that he was God all by himself. But I heard that one day that we're going to have to leave this old world. And I wonder, are you ready to leave this place? Do you have your work out for God? Have you got your work in business, working out your own soul salvation to do what thus said the Lord our God? I somebody tell somebody that if you don't get your life right, if you don't find out who God is, there might come a time when God get ready to come back. For the Bible says he cometh as a thief in the night. No man know the day or the hour when the Son of Man is going to appear. But the Bible says, be ye also ready. As you learn in Sunday school this morning, you got to be watching. You got to be praying. You got to be on the alert. You can't let your guard down because he might come at any given time. But I want to let you know that if you don't know who God is, you better find out who he is for yourself. Open up your heart. Allow the Lord to come down on the inside. For the Bible declares that there's going to come a time when the ruler of the house is going to get up and shut the door. And if you're not on the inside, you're going to be on the outside knocking, Lord, Lord, I want to come in. But the Lord is going to say, you better depart from me. I don't know who you are. I don't know your name. I haven't heard you call on me. You hadn't been talking to me. You hadn't been doing what I told you to do. So I want to let you know this morning that if you're going to be a child of God, you better know who God is. And if you know who God is, then God will know who you are. And if God knows who you are, he'll be right there by your side. If God knows who you are, all you got to do is call on him. I heard that if I love the Lord my God, his praises shall continually be in my mouth, and I will lift up my hand in praises unto the power of God. For I know that my Redeemer lives. I know who God is. If you don't know who God is, you are lost and you are miserable. But when you know who God is, it'll give you your joy back. It'll give you your spunk back. You'll be able to walk like somebody. Hold your head up. Realize that God's going to make a way out of no way. I stop by to tell somebody that you might not know God, but God know who you are. And the vice versa, when you don't know God in here, you better get that personal relationship. Somebody said, walk with me while I'm on my Jesus journey. Every now and again, while I'm on this journey of mine, trouble get in my way. But I found out that trouble don't last always, because I see a mountain up in the front of me. And the Bible said that I'm not worried about the mountain, because I got more than a grain of seed of faith. And if I got faith in the power of God, that mountain of despair can be moved over into the sea. That mountain of depression can be moved behind me. That trouble that I've been going through, I can put it up under my feet. and know that I serve a mighty God. That sickness that come into your life, you can call on the name of Jesus and know that he healeth all of thine diseases. I heard somebody say, what can wash away your sin? Nothing but the love, nothing but the power, nothing but the blood of the Lord our God. And I'm glad that I can call him in the morning. I can call him on Tuesday. I don't have to wait till Sunday morning, but Thursday evening, God is mighty good. Friday night, God was mighty good. Early Saturday morning, God was mighty good. Do you know God? Do you know him for yourself? Do you know he's right there? He'll do what nobody else can do. You better know who God is. You need more than a zeal of God, but you got to have the knowledge of who God really is. God is the creator. He's the redeemer. He's the savior. And he's King of Kings. God is our hope for tomorrow. God is everything we need him to be. A mother for the motherless, father for the fatherless. Old folks used to say a bridge across troubled water. God is whatever you need him to be. But you got to know who God is. How are you going to talk to somebody that you don't know? You don't have to be an expert. All you have to do is just know that I can call on the name of Jesus and he will hear my humble cry. We got to have more than just the zeal of God. We got to come into the knowledge of who God really is. For there's going to come a time, the time that we have right now, if we don't make good of it, we are taking a chance that the door is going to be shut. But don't you want to get in before the door gets shut? Because the Bible declares that once it's shut, he's not going to open it for you. He's going to say, depart from me. I don't know who you are. Wouldn't that be a sad, sad situation to have lived, served and died, and then die and go to hell? Because you don't know who God is.